James Blunt has sold over 20 million albums and 17 million singles worldwide. He's won 2 Brit Awards, 2 MTV Video Music Awards, and picked up 5 Grammy Award nominations. It's not hard to see why with songs like these. You're beautiful. You light the spark in my bonfire heart. And his new hit, When I Find Love Again. He's also a mean motherfucker when it comes to Twitter. He joins us on the show now. Here's James.
Welcome, James. How are you?
I am very well. How are you guys doing?
Very good indeed, mate. Great to have you here. You've got perfect timing rolling into the country for Melbourne Cup.
I know. Look at that coincidence. I thought I was doing Dancing with the Stars, but it's the same day as the Melbourne Cup.
You can't go to the Melbourne Cup and not drink. If you're going to do it, you got to do it. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, it's a tough one because I sing even worse when I'm drunk.
Oh, I know. It doesn't get better. But you think you get better. It's just the audience don't.
Yeah, no, I kind of know.
Right.
I've had it recorded. it'll be dangerous. It's definitely a dangerous one.
Do you typically like the horse races, James?
Yeah, absolutely. My dad's brother used to run the Newmarket Racecourse. So I've had many a day out there betting and boozing.
Looking at you and your accent, you can see that you'd like horse racing.
Why? Because you're saying he looks like a jockey, Soph?
No, he looks like one of those very posh people that would have a tea and a scone and watch it.
Thank you. I look bigger with no clothes on.
So I've got to ask about this 6-track EP just for Australia. Do you do that in every country?
No,
a different
I don't.
Version?
Actually, I'm really thrilled with what is happening in Australia. It's something completely different from what's going on around the rest of the world. What's going on around the rest of the world is my record label are basically trying to eke as much money as they can out of my old album by chucking on a few extra songs and calling it a deluxe edition. And instead, the Australian record company have done something which I think is fantastic, which they're saying, look, there are 5 new songs. Let's put them out as our own separate EP.
You apologised for, did you think it got overplayed? You're Beautiful?
I definitely didn't apologise to it for it. It's made life very good as a result of that song. And if I didn't have You're Beautiful, I'd be doing a tour of North London, not a tour of the world.
That's true.
I would apologise that it made some people quite so moody. But what I did say is that I recognised that it got played so much. It got incredible radio support. And after that amount of radio support and after that amount of overplay, some people want to hear something different. And that's understandable.
Have you been asked to be on Dancing with the Stars as a contestant?
No, fortunately not. And I really would never do it. I've never put myself through that embarrassment.
Is that like your kind of your fear? For me personally, performing doesn't bother me, but singing terrifies me. Is dancing the thing that is out of your comfort zone?
Do you know what I love? I really love dancing in a nightclub. I'm fine, but being watched dancing, I feel uncomfortable about.
Do you get self-conscious when you're performing that you should be dancing or moving in a certain way?
I like to keep time by effectively marching on stage.
Oh, you do a march dance. I like that.
Yeah.
And that never ages, that move.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, mate, we're going to see you tonight on Dancing with the Stars, and hopefully we'll see and read about you in the papers tomorrow after you've been to the Melbourne Cup, made an absolute arse of yourself, gone drunk on stage.
Falling over my own sick after the Melbourne Cup.
You just be on the dance.
When in Melbourne. We can't wait.
We can only hope so. James Blunt, thank you very much for your time, mate. Good luck. And your new track, When I Find Love Again, is out now. And your 6-track EP is available only to Australians who care.
Awesome. Great to talk to you
guys.
Thanks
so much.
Thanks, mate. Good on you.
Cheers. Bye.